News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620. Now is the time to text in your questions. Thinking about online, thinking about digital, thinking about promoting your business. We have the expert in the house. Tasca King is here with us this morning. Hey, Tasca.
Good morning.
ADX Digital Marketing. This is the way to go.
It's the way to go. The future is now.
The future is now. All right. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And but first, before that, did you get out to the Blues and get a chance to see everything happening out there?
I did.
And what'd you think?
It was hot.
Hot as in hot?
I love the Blues. I do. I love going out there every year. But the older I get, the hotter it gets out there.
There's something about that aging thing, you know?
There is. But, you know, the event itself, and when I say the event, I don't necessarily mean the show.
Right.
But, of course, that's a big part of the event. But just all of the stuff that's going on out there is just so much fun to get out there and get around and see people that you know and love that you might not get to see all the time.
Right.
And I just love being out there.
It's
this weekend.
A huge festival and a party. And
exactly.
it's really fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, good. That sounds good. Okay. So ADX Digital Marketing, everybody's having to adjust now because a lot of folks are coming back from vacation.
Uh-huh.
They were off for the 4th. They were off for this past week. So everybody's coming back Monday going, okay, I better look at my marketing because August is coming up. The fall's coming up.
That's right. Back to school. It's time to plan for back to school right now.
Yep.
Because you want your ads to be out there, within the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Because school starts in 4 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we got to get busy.
So let's start planning that now.
Okay. What can we do?
Well, of course, you know, I talk about all the different products that we have, but I'm gonna focus specifically on one today.
Okay.
And that is our Amazon Premium product.
Ooh.
And, of course, we have that available with Amazon.com, a display ad campaign, or you can do a video campaign. So I specifically want to talk about video today.
Okay.
Because a lot of times you get questions about when you're talking about connected TV and Amazon Prime about advertising in certain programs.
Right.
You know, like you used to be able to do, or you still can if you advertise with broadcast television. And you can say, you know, I want my ad to run in Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Or I want my ad to run in Survivor or whatever show you're into that you think your audience is into.
Which
your
makes sense.
Your client base. Don't advertise in a show that you just like because you might not be your prospect.
Right. That's right.
Okay. Well, with Amazon, we can target a little bit different now. So this is really cool. Now, this is only available with our Amazon video product. So it's not available with the connected TV product, just the Amazon product.
Okay.
We can target by genre. So you still can't pick a particular show, but you can pick a particular type of show.
Oh, that's
interesting. So, for example, if you are... let's say you sell video games or you sell collectibles that have to do with Pokemon or anything to do with people who might be into watching a game show. Okay. You can have game shows as one of your genres.
Interesting.
And that would be showing your ads to people who are watching television programming where contestants participate in games or quizzes to win prizes.
Okay. That covers a broad range.
That's a start. Yeah.
That's a lot of choices.
And just think about you as a business owner, what would your clientele, what's one thing or maybe five different things that a lot of your clientele or your prospect base are perfect client, as we like to say, and I'm doing my little quotation things in the air. What are a few things that a lot of them might have in common with each other? So think about that when you're thinking about these genres. Okay, sports. I mean, if you sell anything to do with sporting goods, then chances are you're wanting to reach people who are not only athletes, but sports fans.
Sure.
So especially if you want to reach sports fans, then you might want to use the sports genre as your targeting. And that's running live, or, well, not live for us, but recorded, let me go back. That is when they are airing live or recorded content covering athletic competitions or events or any sports-related documentaries.
Okay.
Okay. Historical TV and movies. If you want to reach an older demographic that likes to watch movies from when they were young, maybe, or younger, then that maybe that's something you would want to look at. Dramatic or documentary content set in or exploring past historical periods.
Interesting. Now, this is going to then be, so that I understand it, it's going to be the subject matter versus like the seasonal or geographic, right?
Yes.
So I'm thinking, I was just thinking like
this
sports,
just
would just
the
be
subject
like
matter.
Sports in general would not necessarily be a particular game or the Super Bowl or
something
like that.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And you know, Prime does have some live sports programming.
Oh.
Live and current.
Okay.
So, I mean, whether they have the sports team or the sporting event that you follow, you know, that I'm you know, who knows what your client base may be interested in, but there is live as well as the documentaries. I mean, I love watching the sports documentaries.
Oh, they're so good. Really.
We were just talking about, we watched the show on HBO a few years ago called Winning Time. Winning Time, and that was a 2-season historical account of what all happened with the Lakers when they first hired Magic Johnson and for a few seasons after that.
Oh, how interesting.
And it goes all the way up until he finds out he's HIV positive.
Wow.
So it was a fictional account. I mean, not fictional. It's a lot of it's a scripted account.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Based
it was
on
scripted.
Truth.
Right. It had actors.
Yeah.
But then after we watched that, we got so interested in the rivalry between Magic Johnson and Larry Bird that they also released at a very similar time a documentary on that rivalry.
Okay.
And that was fascinating to watch that documentary. So just give you an idea.
So would that be under the sports then? Would that fall under sports?
Yeah, both
for sure?
of those.
Okay.
One of it's, you know, scripted based on fact fiction or based on actual events. And the other one was a documentary. But either one of them, if they were on Amazon Prime, would be something that your ad could be seen in.
That sounds perfect. We're talking this morning with Tasca King. She's with ADX Digital Marketing, and our focus this morning is on Amazon Prime. So if you have some questions, maybe you've been thinking about advertising and wondering how could digital work for you, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital and some great options that you may have with Amazon Prime. So if you've got some questions, feel free to text those in at 850-437-1620.
Okay, so here are a few more of the genres that are available. I'm not going to go into detail with all of them because there are quite a few, but I'll pinpoint a few. Anime, TV, and movies. It's not necessarily animation, because anime is Japanese-style content, animated content, and that includes series and films that are anime. Okay, best of movies, a selection highlighting top-rated and most popular movies that are available on Prime Video. So that won't be a specific type of movie. That will just be the top-rated movies currently on Amazon Prime. Suspense. Now, there's your specific type of movie or TV show. Content designated to create tension and excitement, often involving mystery or thrilling elements.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, Black voices, content that highlights Black culture, experience, and creators. Co-viewing, family-friendly content suitable for viewers of all ages to watch together.
Well, that's good.
I've never heard of that as a genre, but that's interesting. I'm sure families look for stuff like that all the time. Especially as your kids start getting a little older and start weaning themselves off of
kids shows.
Animated cartoon-type shows.
Yeah.
Okay, comedy. Again, there is a specific genre. Content intended to amuse and entertain through humor. All right. Romance. Rom-coms.
There you go.
Focusing on romantic relationships and love stories. Action, high-energy content featuring physical stunts, chases, and battles. I'm just about over that one. But every now and then.
Every once in a while.
Every now and then. Find one that's got a really good plot to it.
Yeah.
That's not just constant. Da-da-da-da-da. Go.
Well, you know, Superman came out this weekend.
How is it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I loved the original Superman movie, so I'll probably catch that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Drama is narrative content focusing on emotional and relational development.
Ooh.
And a lot of times those can be, what's the right word?
Engaging.
And not necessarily the happy emotional and relational development. That's what I was trying to get out there. Unscripted. There's your reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Reality
Which
TV.
Is still hugely popular.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sci-fi, TV, and movie shows.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to reach people that maybe want to go to space or are just really into the supernatural, like Stranger Things.
Pensacon is here in Pensacola.
Pensacon should advertise
on
Amazon Prime and use the sci-fi genre targeting.
That's a perfect fit.
It's perfect. Young adult. Oh, my gosh. One of the hottest TV shows of the year has been We Were Liars.
And oh, I haven't seen that.
Loved it. It's so good. It's so good. And it's going to have a prequel sequel because the book, this was based off a 2014 book, and that book has got a prequel to it, which is called Family of Liars.
So We Were Liars. Okay.
We Were Liars. It's a very good story, but it is from a young adult book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hispanic and Latino voices. Content that highlights Hispanic and Latino culture, experiences, and creators. Documentary TV and movies, nonfiction content exploring real life events, people, and topics.
Okay.
So you'll have, there are a lot of documentaries out there about celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
I know I watched one a while back on Matthew Perry. It came out shortly, you know, maybe a year or two after he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy TV and movies. Again, that's going to be kind of similar to the sci-fi, but it's more fantasy, like Game of Thrones would be
right,
fantasy.
That would be a good one.
And then high-income households.
Oh.
Now, so if you've got a product and that's a big-ticket product or a luxury product, or if you're an attorney looking to help to represent somebody in a high volume divorce. I don't know. I'm just
high end divorce, so to speak.
Exactly. Then high income household targeting would be a really good one for you. Mm-hmm. That is content that may appeal to viewers with higher disposable incomes, possibly including luxury lifestyle programming.
Okay. Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
There you go. Or My Lottery Dream Home.
There you go.
Of course, that's on HGTV. I don't know if that's going to show up on Prime or not.
Right. That's funny. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question about some of these options that are available on the Amazon Prime advertising packages, Tasca King is here. So text in your question, 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
So you're talking about the different genres. So if I was coming in and I wanted to, let's say we talked about sports and I had a sports store, for example. So I would want to pick the sports one, but let's say they've got a really big sports biography on right now or sports documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to do like double? Like could I put a package together of a couple of different genres as part of my package?
You can do multiple genres, yes.
Okay.
What you can't do is we cannot designate that an ad will go into a specific
show. Gotcha. Okay.
But it would, I mean, as long as we identify the people that are watching the show as a prospect for you, and we're going to do that also with our other layered in stuff, such as we're going to start with that geography.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got to be within that geography and hopefully have some of the other layers in, strategies layered in.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a good chance that they would see that ad.
So basically someone would come in with you and then you would sit down and look at all the different strategies and products and put together a package that might use a couple of different things, not just one.
Absolutely. And it's always better to layer in your strategies because then you have a better chance of picking up more prospects for you.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about is growing your business and having you be successful and using these tools, which are readily available to you with someone like Tasca King who can help you with ADX Digital. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Pep Talk again in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital. Just a few minutes left. Tasca, what did you like to talk about, Wimby, that we haven't mentioned?
Well, just keep in mind, as with all of our campaigns, we're always going to start with your geography. Where do you want your ads to be seen? Do you want them to be seen within 5-mile radius of your business? Do you want them just to be seen in certain zip codes? Do you want them to be seen all over the county or all over a 3 or 4 county area? That's what we're going to start with. Mm-hmm. And then with Amazon Prime, with most of our products, we're going to start with behaviors. But with Amazon Prime Video, we're going to go with the genres instead of behaviors. So then we'll also layer in the other strategies, which would be AI, mm-hmm. artificial intelligence. And we're going to catch the people that we otherwise would have missed. Maybe they should have been caught through the genre, but they weren't. And then we're also going to work in a website retargeting. So if someone goes to your website and they don't do anything, and then they're watching something on Amazon Prime, then we're going to catch them.
Aha, okay.
And try to get them to go back to your website.
Okay. Well, I find it fascinating, and I think it's exciting that you are working with Amazon.
Yeah, I love our Amazon product. And even with, you know, with the regular ads, with display ads, you know, we always start. The cool thing about Amazon is we don't just start with nothing. We always start with that geography. And the next thing is, we look at what's going on with people who are either engaging with Amazon Prime on a regular basis or engaging with Amazon.com on a regular basis. And we're going to use that data and build our perfect targeting strategy or our perfect targeting base from there and go up.
It seems to me, and I was mentioning this to Tasca off the air, if we're successful in really getting that target nailed down, I don't see how your business wouldn't be successful in getting new clients.
Right.
Because you're already getting people who are interested in what you do.
Right. And I always tell people, you know, let's not go after your current client base.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got them. And
right.
Hopefully you'll continue to have them. And we're probably going to get some of them too. But let's build on that. Let's go after your prospects more so than just continuing to talk to people that you already have.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So what's the procedure? If I'm listening this morning, I'm thinking, okay, you've sold me. I'm thinking this might be a good thing to do. What do I do?
Okay, you just give us a call, and that number is 850-262-6000, 262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne. He is our sales manager, and he will get you connected with one of our digital experts. And we'll come out and we will show you this product or any other product that you might have interest in. If you've heard me talk about something, I mean, I get calls monthly. I heard you talk about, you know, social mirror or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come teach me about that. That's what we're going to do. That first meeting is educational, not a sales.
All right. Talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital. You can re-listen to this podcast on our website at newsradio923.com. And you can hear all the ones she's done, because every week Tasca comes in and talks about different targets, different strategies. So take advantage of that. This has been Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow on News Radio 92.3.